You Weren't Supposed to See That, written by Joshua M. Brown, narrated by Joshua M. Brown, published by Harriman House. Introduction. You will finish listening to this book, sit for a moment, and then say to yourself, wow. At least that's how I picture it. There's a lot in here you've never heard before. There are some things you may have heard before, but you've never seen confirmed. There is some behind-the-scenes stuff in this book you've probably never even considered. So the wow is not going to come as a result of my writing ability. It'll come because I'm going to share some details with you that no one else has a vested interest in sharing. To be honest, I don't even have a vested interest in saying these things myself. In fact, I'm probably working against my own interests sometimes as a daily chronicler of the investing world. I never really know what bridges I'm burning when I press publish on a thing. I'd like to say that I do it anyway because I'm on some sort of quest to reveal the truth and save the world, but it's a bit more prosaic than that. The reality is, I just talk too much. And when I see a thing, I can't pretend I didn't. And if it's a thing that's notable, I have to say so. I'm both a player on the field and a commentator in the press box, acting and narrating simultaneously. It's a strange vantage point, but there are no lines anymore. Everyone's doing content these days. The hedge fund guys are tweeting. The CEOs are writing on LinkedIn. The venture capitalists have YouTube shows. There's no fourth wall. We don't wait until after we've accomplished a thing to write a book about it. Now we write the book as we do the thing. The exposition of the effort becomes part of the creation itself. This mirrors what's happening in professional sports, with Derek Jeter having created the Players Tribune and several active NBA stars producing podcasts while they're still playing in the league. Musicians comment on the state of the music industry as a means of cultivating a fan base who will then help them chart high, sell out concert venues, and defeat their perceived enemies and rival musicians on social media. These days, we're all both the performer on stage and the narrator who explains the performance as it happens. The Gen Z kids do a thing where they post an embarrassing photo of themselves and then caption it, "Not me showing up to my class wearing two different shoes, LMAO," or "Not me losing my job at the funeral parlor for taking selfies in front of an open casket, OMG. A lot of the time, I feel like it's not me revealing secrets about a tactic that's going to piss off 1,000 people I do business with. But again, I can't help myself. So that's what's in this book. Things I probably shouldn't be talking about. I spent 15 years writing about investing, trading, markets, regulation, economics, geopolitics, trends and fads, heroes and villains, entrepreneurship, culture, and the collision between Wall Street and Main Street. My blog, The Reformed Broker, ran from the fall of 2008 through the fall of 2023 and has been read by millions of people over the years. I've heard from fans and critics from around the world. I've met people who've been reading my stuff from every walk of life, young, old, amateur, investor, professional trader, you name it. I've gotten thousands of emails, most of them encouraging and grateful for my perspective, some of them completely unhinged or furious with something I'd said. I've posed for pictures, responded to written letters, sent happy birthday videos to fans, signed thousands of books, and I even surprised a guy whose wife begged me to stop by a lunch she had planned across the street from my office on the off chance I'd say yes. That one didn't go well, but that's a story for another time. The blog has been the center of my professional life, and it occupied a great deal of my personal life as well. The blog is what saved me from a career in obscurity, selling stocks to strangers over the telephone. The blog is how I met my mentor, idol, and current partner, Barry Ritholtz. The blog is how the first dozen or so employees who've come to work with us discovered what we were doing. The blog got me columns at Fortune, Forbes, The Wall Street Journal, Yahoo Finance.